Well, to the beginning, they went to casualty, you know, down in casualty as they came in. So they were treated there immediately, sort of thing, down in casualty. Yes, and everything was okay. I can't think of anything, you know, I mean, it was basic, but now I think sometimes they go over the top, you know, with everything really. Yes, but Central, we managed with much less then, really. We had a steriliser at the end of the ward, and we'd sterilised the, with no disposable syringes. Your syringes were all boiled in the steriliser at the end of the ward before you gave an injection. And the needles, you'd sterilise it all. Then you draw it up. What else? You set your trolley up for, you know, out of the steriliser and out of the big drums, the autoclave drums with all the dressings in. We used to do all the dressings, fold all the gauze and do the cotton wool buds, and then we'd put them in a big drum, it was called, pack that along with the gloves. We didn't use gloves on the ward, I can't remember, but we did in theatre, the rubber gloves, and we put those, prepared them for the theatre, and mended them if there were any holes. We used to have to come like that and hold it. You could feel if there were any holes in them. Then you'd got these repair outfits, like the bites, little rubber things that you stuck on. And then they all went to an autoclave, down to the autoclave place, down somewhere. It would be down in the basement somewhere. I can't remember. I think it took them, kept in the hospital, and they were sterilised there. The drums were sterilised. So we prepared all that. There was no central sterilising place then, you know. They go all now away, which I think sometimes surgeons have said they've had stuff on the